Good morning, Mr. Jaśkowiak.
Hello. Yes.
Good morning, Mr. Jaśkowiak.
Good morning.
I'm a journalist from Prague. My name is Petr Janicki, and I'm writing an article about Polish upcoming election, including Poznań. And I'm wondering if you have a time now for a short conversation with me.
No problem.
So, okay, and one more thing, this strange sound that you hear means that I'm recording our conversation. I hope it's okay with you.
Okay. If you wish, we can speak also German.
Okay. So, my first question is, you are the only candidate without any political party support, yes?
No, not the only one. It is also Mr. Gruberny.
So what kind of result will be satisfying for you?
No, I'm happy with maybe 20%, 25%. Mm-hmm. It will be okay.
You think you have any chance for 20%?
I think it is. If you see the results on Facebook and the internet, you can see it. It is even 40% or even more.
Do you think that something has changed in Poznań? That, you know, now there is a time for NGOs, non-political initiatives? And if yes, how do you think? What's the main reason of that? Are maybe the citizens of Poznań tired of current president's politics?
I think so. You know, 12 years, it is a long period, and I think the people would like to change it. Mm-hmm. And it is the one reason. The second reason, it is also the people see the fights from politicians. And if you see it in Warsaw, Kaczyński, Tusk, I think the people would like to have something else, something new. First thing, also, you know, if you see the political support, the support we have now, it means the very famous people are supporting us, and it is also, in my opinion, very important. And the new way of communications, internet, Facebook, and so on. It will have the influence on the result.
In your opinion, what are the most unacceptable sins, negligences, the biggest failures of Grobelny's politics?
I think he doesn't have a plan. He is only watching. You know, I understand politics as in the influence for the city, and it is necessary to plan something. And I see Gruberny is only watching, and Poznań has a very big traditions, a very long history. And if you see the middle of the city, the center, the you know, it was the beginning of Poznań, and if you see the results of this politic, you can see it is not the good way for Poznań. And so it is also the financial situation of from the city. You know, if you see the income, it is depending on PIT. It means personal taxes. And if you see the people who are going out from Poznań with their taxes, it is also very bad for economy. And I have the impression Gruberny is doesn't understand.
What to do to convince them to stay here in Poznań, in the center of the city?
I think it is necessary to do the same like in Zurich or Dresden or Munich. You know, they had the same problem 10 years ago or 20 years ago, and you know, it is the best way. It's to follow such solution. I think if you see the development of Zurich, of Dresden, the public transport, and so on. If you see how many big centers are in Zurich, if you see here in Poznan, Stary Browar, King Cross, and one, then of course it is very bad influence on the main streets for Święty Marcin, like Głogowska, like Dąbrowskiego. If you see the relationships between public transport and cars in Zurich, it is 29%. In Poznan, it is in Poznan, it is 62. And if you see such development, of course, it is not the proper way for the future.
So, Mr. Jaskowiak, let's assume for a moment that on 21st November you simply lose with President Grobelny, yes? So, what's the scenario for your association, My Poznaniacy, yes? Are you going, as a leader, to transform your association into something else, maybe political party, or are you going to be present in local politics for a long time?
You know, we will see. I don't see it as a good way to change the association into the political party. In my opinion, it is no way, and I don't see such solution. It is not the proper way. I see it in, you know, if the people see, they can decide. If the local activists, if the people living here, they can see that it is the alternative for political party, and it is possible to be active and not to be a politician. It is not the first city in Poland. I can see the same in Śląska Poręba. 4 years ago, the politicians lost the elections, and if you see the development of Śląska Poręba last 4 years, I will wish the same to Poznan.
And one more thing, are you going to take a part in an upcoming Equality March, which is organized by Gay and Lesbians Association? What's your opinion about the gay rights?
People
in Poland and Poznan.
I think we have to do, I agree that we have to be more tolerant. It means I think we need to be more open-minded. I don't see a very big problem at the moment. It means, in my opinion, it is not such a situation that the people who are gays or so, it is not the same situation like 10 years ago. Okay. I think the people see it not the same way. But I think we have to be open-minded. Mm-hmm. I think we have to be open for other religions, for other people, and so Poland used to be before the World War II very tolerant. We were very open-minded, and I think it is the time to be tolerant to the other people, and I would like to also join this.
Okay, so thank you very much for your time, and I wish you all the best before the election. Thank you very much.
Dziękuję. Uprzejmie wiem, że pan się mocno starał i tutaj mówię, jak pan sobie życzy, możemy też porozmawiać po niemiecku, bo w niemiecki znam zawsze lepiej niż angielski, także rozumiem, że państwo robili swojego rodzaju test przed jakimś...
Great. I wish you all the best. Goodbye.
Dzięki, hej.